let's go to my man Q. How are you, Q?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. I'm doing good. It's not raining, so at the moment, that's always a good thing.
Well, that's it is a good thing. Hey, you were out last week with your sign, and I appreciate the pictures you sent me. You had your sign out there talking about when the protest was going on against the war, our invasion of war. You were out here on the Portland waterfront with a sign that said, "Remember our Iraq War heroes." How'd that turn out? What happened?
Okay, yeah, the sign says, "Don't let the memory of them drift away, IraqWarHeroes.org. It's a tribute site to our fallen heroes." What happened? Well, I pretty much ended up alone. I had one senior citizen. She walked down, and she helped me hold my banner for about 20 minutes.
Good for her.
And left.
Good for her.
And I had a friend stop by for about 10 minutes. But when all the protesters finally showed up, there was nobody there except me, battling the wind and holding up the banner. And I was amazed at how many of these peace protesters were holding hateful signs. And
what kind of things were on their signs, Q?
I don't know. They hate Bush and, stop the war now by just removing, everybody out of the war. Impeach Bush, and there were people out there, with the flag upside down or burning the flag or stepping on the flag. And then there were, a few people that stopped to yell at me. I had one lady, she yelled at me about my sign, and she yelled so loud that everybody in that area stopped because it looked like I committed murder or something.
Well, what was she saying to you? What was she yelling at you?
I don't know. She kept saying, "Don't let them drift away. What's that blank, blank, blank do you mean with that?" And blank, 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 and, all these things you guys would bleep me for. And on top of her lungs, then she moved on. And then somebody else would walk up telling me how misguided I was about the whole thing, and there are no weapons of mass destructions. And so every once in a while I have to stop and say, what is a weapon of mass destruction? I remember that Saddam killed over 8,000 Kurds. He did that all at once.
With gas, which is a WMD.
How many people do you need to kill for it to be a weapon of mass destruction? One, two, three? I mean, if you wipe out a whole family in a city, is that a weapon of mass destruction, or is that just another act of...
So this so-called peaceful protest against war wasn't so peaceful when it came to protesters screaming obscenities at you, and they weren't so peaceful. I find that somewhat hypocritical, don't you?
I do. The next day I called one of the local radio stations.
Yeah.
I complained about that, about nobody showing up. Because, I did get on your show, and then
right.
people's show. And I was told they don't want to show up because they don't want to confront these people. I said, all you need to do is sit there and hold your flag and be quiet. You don't need to. You can just ignore them.
Edmund Burke said, Q, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is when good men do nothing. And if we're going to allow the flag to be burned, and if we're going to allow, and I'm going to bring this back to today's topic, Q, if we're going to allow illegal immigrants to flood into this country and destroy our society because thousands of protesters go out there and protest to allow illegal immigration, if we're going to allow that as Americans, then we don't deserve the freedom that has been fought for by so many great Americans since the beginning of our country and our Iraq War heroes that you are honoring. And I got to tell you how proud I am of you for going down there. Now, are you going to do this again?
Yeah, every once in a while, I will take one of my signs, and I will go downtown and stand in rush hour traffic and hold my sign up. If I stand on the site that heads toward Lake Oswego, I get a lot of fingers. If I stand on the site that heads toward I-84, I get a lot of honks away.
You do. Interesting.
I do not, because I've had people come out there and hold signs with me and experience the same thing. I'm like, what's wrong with these people?
Well, Q, I very much admire you and appreciate the fact that you stand up for the memory. Whether you agree or disagree with the war, the fact that brave Americans have volunteered to go to war and to stand up for what they think is right, for freedom, we ought not forget them, and I appreciate the fact that you're doing that. And